Now you are listening to Dubai 103.8. It is wonderful to have your company. Today is the very first day of Design Days Dubai. It's Art Week and Rue Kathari is here with me, editor of Harper's Bazaar Interiors Arabia. Now Rue, we have been fortunate to be joined by two very interesting characters in the design world. Rabi Hajj is here, architect, designer and founder of dthink.com, and Alexis Renault, founder of Victor Hunt Design Art Dealers. Wonderful to have you both here. And I'm just playing some of those tunes there, Alexis, from your documentaries off your website. Now, you're particularly involved with young designers creating, a spot for the very young and new upcoming designers. And in the break, we were talking about the fact that from a financial background, investing is never about emotion. It is always about the reason, being rational, your research. And you guys are very much about it has to be emotional. It has to be an emotional purchase when you are investing in design, these works that are going to be displayed at Design Days Dubai. Tell me a little bit, though, about the secondary market. How does that work as far as investment into it go, and how has the financial crisis impacted the design world?
Well, in any case, the financial market deleted the bubble effect, I guess, brought everything back to a normal level, where you had definitely speculation before. It is now back to a normal way of things. And so, yeah, you know, it's I cannot really talk about this because I started up my business in the financial crisis.
Well, I guess that's exactly the point. Like, you started during a crisis. Tell us a little bit about how that was. I mean, you obviously you don't know
difficult.
Any different, but tell us about it.
Difficult? No, basically, well, I was following my passion, and I took my decision, and then basically I was forced to come up with new solutions on different fields, the way that we operate as a gallery, the designs that we represent, and all these kind of things, the way that we do our communication. You just played some of the music from our documentaries. We try to use the new possibilities that are created by 2.0 to make aware a broader public of what's going on in the design field.
So you're using technology, social media, to complement letting people know about your designers and the talent that you've brought through.
I use any medium that I find suitable for my purpose. Mm-hmm. And definitely 2.0 has an enormous power. If you combine those with documentaries, moving images, which is something that fascinates people quite obviously, the fact that they can actually see and learn about a designer and the processes, the personality, everything about it, by clicking on a button and watching, it works amazingly.
And speaking of clicking on button, Rabi, you actually have a lot of research, and part of your website, dthink.com, has a lot of the data and the information on just how the market is moving. How's that gone, collecting all that information, and where is the market at the moment?
Well, the market is at the moment is good, and as Alexis said, there has been a big cleanup in 2008, 2009. Of the market. I think it's interesting to go to the definition of what is the primary market and what is the secondary market. What we call, and in a very objective way, as like a financial view on what we do, the secondary market is basically the auction house market. And the primary market is our market as dealers and galleries. So what we did at dthink or DTNK, because we're on the radio, and what we did is look at the secondary market, because this is where the data is easy and very objective to look at and collect. And we created a database where we go back to 1998 with auction results. So we've put them all in our machine and looked at the variation, and it gives us really fantastic insight into what happened. And there is one of the graphs that you can see in the market report, which shows the like what I call the fat on the market, which is the unsold elements So a piece is coming to auction and then being what the auction people call bought in, and this this is really a very good indicator. And no one looks at this until we did it. It's basically how desirable the design is, and you can see that the percentage of bought in was very little in 2005 and it grew up in 2008 and 9. So there was a lot of fat on the market, and then there was a big correction in 2010. The auction houses started being a little bit more selective on what piece to take and sell, and you know, looking at the provenance and the pedigree of the piece. So they are kind of quite sure that they will find a buyer for it in their in their auction room. So there was a big correction. 2005 and 6 was basically the start and the boom of collectible design market in auction, fueled by the primary market, the galleries starting to communicate and show new work and sell it at big prices. And 2009 was a correction.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think the opportunities are, Rabi, in the market at the moment to pick up a really wonderful piece at a really reasonable price, where you perceive the market will be growing, aside from the Middle East? Or is the Middle East, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, based design a really good investment right now, or what would you suggest?
I think so. I think the place to look is contemporary. The contemporary design has been a little bit overlooked since 2009 by auction houses because the collectors that they still retained were looking for reassurance, like everybody in an investment of distressed market. People were looking for a piece with
a pedigree reliability
and references. So contemporary market was completely discarded by the auction houses, mm-hmm. but we make our living as dealers from the contemporary market, mm-hmm. and it is all about discovery. And this is what's really interesting in the Middle East, and especially in Design Days Dubai, which, by the way, is a fantastic fair. It's top class, world class fair, with this element that was missing from such fairs, which is the element of discovery. And you have some really interesting galleries from the region, whether from Beirut or in the UAE or Kuwait, that are equal quality as the established galleries like Alexis, like Victor Hunt or Carpenter's Workshop Gallery. They are really interesting interesting level, and there is an element of discovery which is amazing, which and great.
Is that part of your attraction coming here to Dubai? The discovery.
The thing is, for me, it is so that we go where there is an interest for contemporary design. We are contemporary design. I wanted to actually go into on the auction house market for contemporary design, but no. When it comes to Design Days Dubai, it's because there was a vision, because there was clearly an interest from the public here. And voila.
Your first trips to Dubai.
For me, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
and you also too, Rabi. What has surprised you? You've only been here for a little while, but how surprised is Dubai what you
I'm
expect?
I'm very surprised. I'm very surprised, and no, it's not what I expected. The people are extremely interested. They are extremely open-minded. It's wonderful. Quite honestly, in Europe, we sometimes with contemporary design, especially with contemporary design, because often they don't really exactly know or understand what it is about, we go into the curiosium section sometimes. And here, it's completely different. I'm stunned.
Mm-hmm. Voilà. Mm-hmm. I had a preconceived idea. It's my first trip to Dubai. I'm born in Beirut, so I had this other side of the Middle East view on things, and I had the idea that it's a place where big buildings are copied and pasted, brought mm-hmm. in from the West and dropped into a desert that is becoming an urban place. But when I arrived here, I found something which is beyond the brick and mortar, beyond the concrete, which is the human scale of things. And there is an interesting sense of belonging that is here in Dubai with the international community. Yet there is a community sense of, mm-hmm. we are all basically from Dubai. Everybody in the world is from Dubai, which is fantastic.
Well, and just before we have to wrap things up, Alex, just tell us a little bit about your booth and what people will see from the Victor Hunt Design Art Dealers.
We're representing five different designers. That's all say in the emerging and establishing, starting to get established designers. The main part is Tomas Alonso. He's a Spanish-born, London-based designer, graduated in 2006 from the RCA. We set up an exhibition in our gallery in Brussels in January this year, and we brought that over. Then we have Julien Carretero, very interesting designer, graduated from the Design Academy in Antwerp, the master. Did an internship for a long time, about 2 years, so it's not really an internship. He worked for Maarten Baas. And then we have Tom Price, also London-based, UK-born. Very interesting designers. A lot of our works is process-based design, so these are kind of designs where a designer doesn't really impose himself on a material, but works together with a material by setting more creative parameters in which the material can then also bring in its own, account. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, that's what you could expect. It's very tactile.
And people
very
can touch the things. People can feel them and sit on them and use them.
Please do.
Okay. And Ravi, what about you? What about your booth?
Well, I don't have a booth.
You don't have a booth?
I have a virtual presence, which is online.
So what can people expect?
Yes. I mean, it is. I'm coming also to talk about collecting and investing. Mm-hmm. This is tomorrow evening at 7:30. So this is really my intervention here, but it has been also a little bit behind the scene, supporting the fair through the website and giving information and putting and answering questions to journalists and trying to bring this the attention that we can bring from our side with the tank and the collectors that we know to point to this this position of Dubai now that is put on the world design map since today. It's fantastic.
It's just because of this, because there are galleries, there are people from the media, people who are everybody's here working together for a great tomorrow.
So there's an element of excitement. I can see both of you are really enthusiastic. Yeah.
Yes, very much. It's fantastic. Cyril Zamit has done a fantastic job.
We can only congratulate him.
Yeah,
and really.
With education, it is a curated fair, yeah, with a sense of education and discovery. Yeah. It is the exact ingredient that you want to have for, yeah, something with great success. And they are selling. The dealers are selling, yeah, which is fantastic.
It's going very well. We are extremely excited and extremely pleased.
Mm-hmm. And just finally, Ravi, if people want to get involved in your investment design, is there still places left? How to invest in design?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
7 o'clock tomorrow.
7:30 tomorrow at the tent, which is like the conference center next to the Design Days Dubai Pavilion.
Excellent, Ravi and Alex. We appreciate your time and all the very best for Design Days.
Gladly. Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Dubai Eye 103.8.